Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Michelle Joy Del Rey. Michelle Joy is a highly trained, trusted architect of change. She weaves ancient wisdom into coaching emerging leaders, bringing about a change in mindset and a change in heart. With humor, keen modern awareness, and a deep empathetic spirituality, Michelle Joy leads each person on an enlightening, emotionally affecting transition into a new conscious essence with substantiability and wealth. Clients await hidden landscapes of beauty within, change core beliefs about what is possible, generating new actions, and producing extraordinary improvements in management, innovation, service, profitability, and productivity. Michelle Joy, thank you so much for being with us. Just the work you're doing is so amazing. Thank you so much for your contribution to the world.
Well, it's my privilege. This lifetime is one that I get to contribute to others, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the call with you, Vicki.
Oh, well, we thank you again so much for being here. And, you know, I'm so impressed with what you've done and what you're doing and continue to do to contribute to the world. But can you share with us a little bit, for those who have not had the pleasure of getting to know you yet, how you came to your passion and purpose in life?
It was almost by accident, and except that I had a purpose in life to be a contribution. But the accident was I had hired my own business coach, someone that said stood up at a meeting and said, I create miracles in people's lives. And I said, that's for me. And I hired her, and we had a business meeting out at some event facility. And while we were talking, I heard her saying some things that sounded very much like what I was committed to. I said, do you think we can work together? And she said, absolutely. She invited me in to be a part of a company that was just forming, that she was partnering with a woman who was just an extraordinary human being. She coached Fortune 50 corporate executives across the country, and I was the first consultant on the staff. And it was an extraordinary 16 years of working together that we had. And we worked with over 200 entrepreneurs at a time every month. Both in Northern California one weekend and Southern California the next weekend. And we did it consistently over the course of 16 years. And it was extraordinary to watch people grow and transform and watch their business success.
That is extraordinary. I mean, just the volume and the numbers of people's lives who you changed, it was incredible. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, I'm continuing to work in transformation in business, and I'm working with individual clients, but I have a focus on deepening spirituality. So the clients who come to me are really in a transition period in their lives where what they want is a deeper meaning. They want to have a link between their spirituality and their business lives, their personal lives, their family lives, their health and well-being. I identify that as thriving.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, I love that. I love that. And while we're on the subject, thank you so much for your contribution to our new book, The Ace, in a series of bestsellers already at Ainge Life, because what you have done and what you talk to in that book that is so very appropriate. So thank you for that contribution as well.
Well, you're welcome. That's my privilege.
So tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you met along the way, because you've certainly met an enormous amount of success and created that for your clients. But the other side of the coin, what were some of the struggles or challenges that you ran into?
Well, when the company began, there hadn't been a program yet. And so I started out enrolling people into a program that I had not experienced. And so it was an invention of what was possible. I had complete faith and trust in the people who were leading, and I knew that miracles would actually happen in people's lives. But I had to dig down deep within me to be able to express that confidence, that certainty, and that enthusiasm that would move people's consciousness, move people's awareness to what was possible for them. And in doing that on an ongoing basis, it opened up a whole new dimension of life and what's possible in life for me as well. So the beginning point was opening a possibility, but what resulted was a reality. So we worked with everything having specific measurable results so that we could document and find real results that people are having in their lives and in their own business, in their finances, in the way that they did marketing, in their productivity, and in their quality of their lives.
You know, my background is advertising, and I have always come from the place. Some people say that when you're selling any kind of service or coaching or anything of that nature, that it's harder to sell because it's not tangible. And, you know, like if you're selling a box of something, then here it is, you pay for it and you take it away. I've always felt just the opposite. Share with me how you feel about this, because I always thought that if it isn't tangible, it can become anything that the client needs. It's not defined. It starts defining based on the need, which is a beautiful thing.
Yes, and I think that that actually becomes tangible then, because when they can be in touch with what results that they want, if they can see themselves having it a year from now, 6 months to a year from now, then it starts to become a reality for them. It's no longer something that, you know, is off in the distance. It becomes something that they can have now.
So what kind of change have you seen in yourself from being involved in not just doing this work, but facilitating this work with others? What has that brought about from the standpoint of what your life looks like now compared to what it used to be back then?
Well, that's a great question, Vicki. I came from a background of not having very much confidence in myself. When I was married, I was married for 20 years, and when I was married, I actually, at times, not all the time, but at times, I asked my husband, what should I wear? It was that simple. And I moved into a consciousness not only of possibility for other people, but possibilities for myself. And I started with a desire to have a home again after having been divorced for a number of years. I saw the Orange County housing market starting to escalate in price very quickly when we started moving in the bubble, the real estate bubble. And I said, if I don't buy a house now, I'm going to be priced out of the market. And so I made a commitment to owning a house. I got in action. I had someone who is a real estate expert coach me. And the last thing he said after our coaching session, he said, now, don't worry about where the money is going to come from. Because at that time, I had had a previous bankruptcy. I didn't know what I qualified for. I didn't have a savings account for a down payment. So nothing looked like I could actually have what it is that I wanted. And this is how I know to coach people to have what they want, is because I've experienced it. So I took that intention, and every time a worry would come up, I would just drop it in my mind. I'd just drop it, let go of it, and put my attention back on what it was I was committed to. And in the course of 6 months, I moved from having someone who did my credit background and said I qualified for a small amount. It was, I think, $160,000 at that time. I said, okay, I've got something to go on. And I started moving into finding houses that were at that price level or that I could qualify for with a down payment. And then I had a conversation with my daughter, which opened up something I never dreamed, because by this time I'd been divorced for 10 years. My former husband decided he wanted to give me the down payment. I was in tears because I couldn't have even imagined that. And by the time I got back in action, I found the house. I found the perfect place right where I had coaching to look. And I walked in and I said, ah, this is it. And we did all of the banking, all of the background information, all of the real estate information completed down to the last week before we were going to close. And for some reason, the mortgage lender decided she wasn't sure that my former husband had the down payment. And so she called him independent of talking to me and questioned him. He's a very proud, private man. And he said, forget it. I'm just going to pay for the whole thing cash. So I walked into my house 6 months after I had the intention with a mortgage-free home.
That's incredible. What an incredible, incredible experience.
Absolutely. It was mind-blowing for me. All I could do was be grateful.
So for people who are not in this situation, what would be the top tips that you would recommend for them to get their mindset and their heart set correct in reference to a place where they could start being the recipients of these kind of miracles?
Well, I really think that they have to be in touch with something that has them be motivated, has them be on fire, has them light up. I like to say, you know, if I were your fairy godmother and I had my magic wand out here ready to wave it over you and it just came out of your mouth, that's all you have to do is get it out of your mouth, what would that be? And that's such a simple concept for people that it's easier for them to be able to articulate what they really want. And most of the time, human beings do what they think they can do, have what they think they can have, and they limit themselves. But when they have that magic thought, like if you had a fairy godmother wand, what would that be? They let themselves dream bigger. And so that's one of the things that I think is really called for people, is to let themselves dream bigger. And one of the exercises that I have people do is to write down 101 things that they want to accomplish in their lifetime. That primes the pump for them to be able to access that bigger vision and to do that all in one sitting. And after a few minutes, people start to run out of things that are the minor things, the small things, and they start to dream bigger. And then they start to dream big enough to make a contribution of something to do or contribute in the world. And so that opens up their heart. They open their heart to generosity, to giving, to making a difference in the world.
Wow, that is so incredible. So with all the work that you're doing, and the wonderful contributions that you're making, if you were to look at this almost on a global level, and I mean, you have impacted the globe with the numbers of people that you touch, but if you were to look at that almost like a legacy as far as what you would like this work to leave for the world, what would that be?
My core vision for the world is peace. You know, when people are in touch with their vision, there's a certain level of peace that they have within themselves. They have an alignment, and it's an integritous action for them to take. It's an integrity with who they are, their core values, with their communications, with their actions, with the goals that they set for themselves, with the statistics that they measure. It all lines up in integrity. That means one whole. And when people are coming from that, they have a certain peace about them. And so as I work on that micro level with individuals, that's my intention for the world at the same time, that the world is resolving our conflicts, we're resolving our differences, and coming to a sense of integrity, of oneness, of peace.
Oh, that's such a beautiful vision. And I was just curious, you know, I have noticed that there are people who do not feel like they're enough. And they, many times, as you described earlier, you know, they have trouble with dreaming big and they have trouble with self-esteem. The other side of that coin is there are some people who feel that they never have enough and that there's not enough in the world. And it's almost like it's a lack of an abundance that I've noticed with some people. And I think that a lot of times this is what wars are about, the lack of peace, because no matter what they get, it's not enough. And they feel if someone else gets it, they may not get everything that they have coming to them. So there's a lack of abundance, but also certainly a lack of ability to share and be grateful. And I was wondering if you ever worked with people like that and how you've helped people that are in that mindset.
Many, many people that I work with have that mindset at the beginning of our working together. And one of the core things that I start with is a recognition about their relationship with money. And a beginning point is to start to love money rather than have a war with it. And in loving money, to look at how much they're willing to have. There is present on this planet an abundance of money. There's abundance of resources. There's enough for every single man, woman, and child to be able to have a sustainable life. What we have is an inequality in the distribution. But it's up to each person, first of all, to love themselves enough to have it. And so that's one of the beginning places that I work on with people, is to love themselves and to recognize that there's abundance. There's enough money in the world right now if you talk about dollars and cents. Money has never gone away. It's still as much as there was before any of the economic challenges on the planet right now. But there's enough for every single man, woman, and child to have over $2 million each. And if you think about that in terms of having a sustainable life, you know, that actually gives you a floor to stand on that is solid. And that's a beginning point with people.
Oh, that's really powerful. So do you have a favorite exercise that you use in coaching all of these people that you work with to help them get started on the path?
Well, I have two things that are really important. One is to write down, physically write, not put on your computer, but to physically write the words at the top of the page, outrageously successful. Outrageously successful. And then to freeform write everything that comes after that until they empty out and they're done. And then to go back and circle the things that are not empowering and to write how they can transform that into something that is empowering. That's the first thing. The second thing is to have a gratitude journal. I know you've heard this many, many times from many other leaders. Oprah Winfrey is one of those who's inspired me as well. But to have a gratitude journal that you work in every day. I like to have it at the end of the night and to write down 3 to 6 things, separate things, and have them different every day about what you're grateful for and to have them be really distinct. It's a great place to be able to go back, you know, in 6 months to a year from now and to look back and see where your life was when you began. Because once you start transforming those ideas and the way that you're operating in life and in the world and in your business and with money, you may forget how it was before. And to be able to have it as a record, you can go back in and look and see how far you've transformed yourself. And that in itself is so empowering. But living in that space of gratitude gives you a new recognition of all that there is to be grateful for in life. That's the second thing that I really advocate for people.
Oh, those, again, are so both so very powerful. And time with you has just flown by, Michelle Joy. I know that all of our listeners will want to be able to connect with you and learn more about what you do and all of the contributions you're making. Is there a website where they can go to do that?
Yes, and they can go right to my name. It's MichelleJoyDelRay.com, and it's spelled MichelleJoyDelRay. MichelleJoyDelRay.com.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much. And I encourage you, everyone out there, to be sure and visit Michelle Joy's site because there's just even more of all the wonderful things you've been hearing today waiting for you there. Michelle Joy, thank you again so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Vicki. Thank you. It was a real privilege to be with you.
And for those of you out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global communities, and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And have a beautiful week.